Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra, and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the COVID-19 tally in the country has reached 8,78,254, which includes 3,01,609 active cases, whereas 5,53,471 patients have been cured, discharged or migrated. 23,174 people have died due to the coronavirus. With over 28,800 new cases reported in just the last 24 hours, India's COVID-19 tally has crossed the 8.78 lakh mark, with the death toll which has crossed the 23,000 mark as well. Now, with 2.5 lakh confirmed cases of COVID-19 so far, Maharashtra remains the worst affected state in the country. It is followed by Tamil Nadu, which has a total of 1,38,470 cases of COVID-19, and Delhi comes next, which has a total tally of 1,12,494. India's COVID-19 recovery rate, however, has risen to 63.01%. Maharashtra's COVID-19 cases spiked by 7,827 to over 2.5 lakh yesterday, while the number of fatalities mounted by 173, including 102 deaths only in Mumbai metropolitan region, which has now reached to 10,289 in total, and that is as per the report stated by the State Health Department. Four more COVID-19 patients have died, and 735 new cases have actually pushed the tally in Assam to 16,806 as of yesterday. Odisha's COVID-19 case tally has also risen to 13,737, with 616 new cases being reported in just the last 24 hours. Total recoveries in the state now stand at 8,750. Now, there are 4,896 active cases in the state right now. Moving on to Karnataka, Karnataka's Minister for Tourism, Kannada and Culture, C.T. Ravi, has now tested positive for COVID-19. In other news, Karnataka Deputy CM or Dr. C.N. Ashwanath Narayan has urged CM B.S. Yediyurappa to cancel the license of private hospitals and private medical colleges which have not handed over their 50% beds that were needed to be given to the government. Moving on to Punjab now, Punjab government has put a complete bar on all public gatherings while restricting social gatherings to 5 and marriages and other social functions to 30 instead of the current 50. Moving on, in a bid to stem the spread of COVID-19, the 10-day lockdown has been imposed in Pune and neighbouring Pimpri, Chinchwad and few other parts of the district starting July 13th. The lockdown will come into force from midnight of today and end on July 23rd. The district has reported the highest single-day spike of 1,088 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours, taking the overall count to 38,502. That's as per the health official. Now, the death toll has also risen by 39 to a total of 1,075 now. Moving on, actor Amitabh Bachchan has thanked his admirers for their prayers and concerns for him and his family members, including Abhishek Bachchan, Aishwarya Rai Bachchan and Aradhya Bachchan, who have all tested positive for COVID-19. Amitabh Bachchan and son Abhishek Bachchan revealed that their diagnosis was done on July 11th. The information was given by Twitter, saying that they were in the isolation ward of Nanavati Hospital. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has now questioned the government's claims on battling COVID-19, asking that India is at a good position in the battle against the virus. His remarks actually came just a day after Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that India is in a good position in the battle against the coronavirus pandemic, and the country will fight the disease with determination and enthusiasm. In a tweet, Rahul Gandhi asked, "India at a good position in COVID-19 battle? Question mark." Drug firm Glenmark Pharmaceuticals has said that it has now cut the prices of its antiviral drug Favipiravir under the brand name FabiFlu for the treatment of patients with mild to moderate COVID-19 by 27% to 75 rupees per tablet now. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals had launched FabiFlu last month at a price of 103 rupees per tablet. In another pharma news, pharmaceutical company Cipla has said that it has now ramped up its capacity and that of its partner network to address the growing demand for the antiviral drug Remdesivir used for patients hospitalized with COVID-19 disease on oxygen support. Moving on, Wipro has no plans to lay off employees at the back of the pandemic, said Chairman Rishad Premji, speaking at the 74th annual general meeting. Now, Rishad Premji said, so far not a single person has been laid off and we have no plans of laying off any of the employees. However, the company is driving cost-cutting measures at the back of the pandemic, he added, responding to the investor queries. Moving on, the COVID-19 global pandemic and ensuing lockdown has severely impacted the hospitality sector. In 2019, the tourism industry contributed around 9% of India's GDP and generated 87.5 million jobs, which is about 12.75% of the total employment of 2018-19. And this is according to the World Travel and Tourism Council, that's WTTC. The global economy is going through the deepest recession in decades. That's been written by Rajiv Gupta, who's currently engaged with the CFO Center India for providing service of part-time CFO or finance director. As far as the hospitality industry is concerned, the occupancy level at Oyo Homes and Hotels is still around 30% below COVID-19 levels in India, with a pickup seen only in few cities after the lockdown restrictions were lifted in phases from June 8 onwards. And this is as per the company's founder, Ritesh Agrawal. The company has restarted operations in 20 states and union territories, but has a long way to go before reaching pre-COVID-19 levels. That is what Agarwal told the media reporters. Moving on, airlines in India will see a revenue decline of $11,610 million in 2020, and that is besides over a $3 million hit on the aviation and dependent sectors due to the coronavirus pandemic, and that's according to the IATA, that's the International Air Transport Association. Now, India also saw passenger demand decline by 49% year-on-year as compared to 2019. Moving on, food tech company Zomato, which actually saw a massive hit due to the COVID-19 pandemic, expects to make a complete recovery of the monthly revenue in the next 3 to 6 months. The management has said that it is set to cut its monthly burn rate to under $1 million in July when you compare it with $12 million back in March. Now, the statement has come in as part of Zomato's annual report, where it is also highlighted its performance for FY20. The revenue has more than doubled to $394 million, which is a 105% jump from the previous year. Now, the company also saw costs grow 47% this fiscal, with EBITDA losses growing marginally to $293 million when you compare it to $277 million back in FY19. Let's now move on to all the updates from around the world. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world now stand at 1.28 crore. That's according to the Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered and the overall global death toll, which stands at 5.65 lakh. The WHO has now reported another record in the increase in the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases over a 24-hour period at over 2,30,000. The previous global record was on Friday with more than 2.28 lakh fresh cases worldwide. Now, with over 32.6 lakh reported cases till date, United States of America is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and Peru. Deaths in Mexico from the coronavirus pandemic have now risen above 35,000 as of Sunday, with the Latin American country overtaking Italy for the world's fourth highest death toll. That's again according to a Reuters data. Now, a 30-year-old man from Texas has died from the new coronavirus disease after attending a COVID-19 party which was hosted by an infected person, a doctor has revealed, underlining the risk to younger people as well. Now, Jane Appleby, the chief medical officer at the Methodist Hospital in San Antonio, said that the man thought that the virus was a hoax, and despite it killing more than 1,35,000 people in the US so far. Moving on, Singapore has deported 10 Indian nationals, including students, and barred them from re-entering the country for violating the circuit breaker rules enforced to curb the spread of the coronavirus. That is as per the officials, who have warned that the government would not hesitate to take strong actions against those blatantly disregarding the laws. The circuit breaker period in Singapore began on April 7th. As part of the non-essential workplaces being closed, residents were also barred from leaving their houses except for buying food and groceries or to exercise alone in the neighborhood. This period ended on June 2nd. Argentina exceeded 1 lakh COVID-19 cases yesterday as it struggles to contain the spiraling case rates despite a strict quarantine imposed on the capital Buenos Aires and its surroundings. The health ministry said 2,657 new cases confirmed overnight took the total to 1,166. Now, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Germany also increased by 159 to over 1.9 lakh. This is data from the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases. Now, the reported death toll also rose by 1 to 9,064 as per the tally. The companies around the world will now take as much as $1 trillion of new debt in 2020 as they try to shore up their finances against the coronavirus. And this is as per a new study of 900 top firms. Now, the unprecedented increase will see the total global corporate debt jump by 12% to around $9.3 trillion. Adding to years of accumulation that has left the world's most indebted firms owing as much as many medium-sized countries as well. Russia's Sechenov University has successfully completed the human trial round of the world's first novel coronavirus vaccine. That is what the country has claimed. The Russian Health Ministry has also sanctioned the trial for the vaccine candidate on June 16th. The first group of volunteers who have been under this vaccine will be discharged on July 15th, whereas the second group will get discharged on July 20th. Moving on, Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike, often floated as the future Japanese premier, said on Monday the Olympics must go ahead next year as a symbol of world unity in overcoming the novel coronavirus, even as her city grapples with stubborn spikes in cases. Well, with that, it's a wrap now. Other than this podcast, you could also tune into Money Control's Kshitij Anand as he talks to Manish Hathiramani to talk about what is the market outlook from now on. Also, in a special setting sail episode, Priyanka Sahai talks to the founders of Mitro and Chingari. They speak about how they will take advantage of the TikTok ban. With that, it's a wrap. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.